And I'm back again. So, I mean, she has gotten to the point where, and I have gone to her house and have trained her at least 3 times now. And each time, I come away feeling so drained of physical, mental, and spiritual energy. Because, you know, I'll take my husband with me because she always tells me, bring your husband. But then my husband is in an unfamiliar area. He doesn't know where things are, and that heightens his anxiety. She has anxieties too. And it's hard to be around two people that have anxiety disorder. One of them is unsure of where to go in this unfamiliar environment in someone's house. So then you've got to help them make sure that they're comfortable. And then you're also training somebody else. And so one incident, for example, I was in the room training her and Jeremy came out wanting to know where some towels were to dry his hands in the bathroom because he didn't know where they were. And, you know, some people put their towels in different areas. So he came out and said, excuse me. And she goes, what does he want now? And he wasn't even being a bother. He just came out and said, excuse me, very politely. He wasn't trying to be rude, like, hello, pay attention to me. And so now I'm thinking, and then she turns around and tells me that one of my friends is a flake. And so I'm here. I mean, I don't deserve to be awarded for the, you know, best person of the year, but I'm here training her out of the kindness of my heart, writing out precise, and I do mean precise, Braille notes. Go to your desktop, find my documents, press enter on my documents. I mean, button by button push. And we're having to go through all of this. And, you know, once she learns it, she gets it. And that's, you know, that is the good thing about her. She learns and picks up on things very quickly. But she just has this anxiety that just gets you so revved up. And there were even times when the bus wasn't coming to the correct location and I had to guide my husband. And she's in the background going, I told them several thousand times where to come to. And then my husband's going, I want to just go home. And I mean, there's just so much negativity all around. And all you got to do is just breathe, you know, stay calm, stay positive. If I was, you know, I'm not here to complain. I'm just here because I need to get something off my chest. And it's, so we've been going through this limbo of, is she my friend? Is she not my friend? And calling me and complaining to me because Braille kicked her out. Well, they kicked my husband out too. And I told her, I don't know what it is. I mean, I've had people call me at 3 a.m. threatening to kill themselves. I don't know. Is it because I'm patient? And I've actually have experience working with autistic children. And it's, I mean, I'm a very compassionate, loving, caring person, but counseling is just not my calling. Why, you know, I love to be there to help people, to listen to them, but there's also a balance where they don't necessarily have to listen to me. Take picture. You know, that's not what I'm getting at, but there has to be a balance where, you know, They understand that there are other things that people need to attend to in life. There are things that people need to prioritize. And, you know, you're here to take care of them. You're here to love them. You're here to care for them. But at the same sense, you have to care for others too. And there's other priorities. And eventually, when you, if you have enough time, you've got to care for yourself, you know, and it's, I mean, there's just so much to solve into this equation. And I know I'm seeming like I'm rambling on and on and on, but eventually we come to the catalyst of the events that happened today. So I'm going to be continuing and hopefully next boo will be my last or next to last.